VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. China hit back on Wednesday at the U.S. government's plan to place tariffs on $50 billion in Chinese goods, retaliating with a list of similar duties on key U.S. imports and adding to fears that the world's two largest economies are heading toward a trade war. The Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesman Geng Shuang told reporters, "The door to dialogue is open, but the United States has missed opportunities to resolve the issue through dialogue multiple times." President Trump tweeted on Wednesday, "We are not in a trade war with China. That war was lost many years ago by the foolish or incompetent people who represented the U.S. The trade tensions brewing between the top two world economies have hit stock markets, with shares of industrial companies with exposure to Chinese markets, such as Boeing and Caterpillar, among the hardest hit. Facebook chief executive Mark Zuckerberg will testify before the U.S. House Energy and Commerce Committee on April 11th. VOA correspondent Esha Sarai reports.
Facebook has come under fire in recent weeks after it was revealed that political consulting firm Cambridge Analytica gained access to the personal data of 50 million Facebook users. That company worked for U.S. President Donald Trump's campaign. Facebook said last month that it hired forensic auditors to probe whether Cambridge Analytica still had the data. Esha Sarai, VOA News.
Zuckerberg's upcoming testimony comes after senior Facebook officials failed to answer questions during a private meeting with congressional staffers about how the company and third-party software developers use and protect consumer data. This is VOA News. Cameroon's army has freed 18 people, including 12 European